Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is season 2, episode 18, and I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good, Dave. How you doing?
Doing good. Hope you had a good holiday. Everybody is back from Christmas, and we're almost at the new year, and horse racing is picking up here, I say, huh?
It is. It is, Dave. Santa Anita opened up the day after Christmas.
Yeah, they had 41,000 people there.
I saw
that first day.
And the Gulfstream meet is in full force and fairgrounds. And so we're starting to get into that winter racing season, which, you know, has its ups and downs from a weather standpoint, but certainly quality racing. So as I look out the window here of my office in Chicago, the snow is starting to fall. So.
Yeah, we got some flurries, and the temperatures have dropped. So I was just out there, and it was cold. So anyway, let's get going here. Visit our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you'll find the links, all the ways to listen to us, and we have all our base covered. Just click a link. Be sure you join our Facebook group, and the link is up there as well, and we post a lot of cool things in there as well. We'd love to have you in our group. If you use the Amazon Echo, if you ask Echo to play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn, you will be able to hear the latest episode. Be sure you're following us on Twitter at Off the Charts HR, as Steve may post any late day changes or some other picks he finds. Our downloads keep going. We appreciate all the great support you are giving us of the podcast, and it's not much we else to say about that. So, also, I want to make sure I mention we had a new donor. We appreciate it. Please go to our Patreon page at patreon.com/offthechartshorseracing, and you can donate to our podcast. We'd appreciate that. The agenda would be we review last week, and we have two races that are handicapped at Santa Anita for this Saturday's card. So let's go ahead and get into the last week's results.
Dave. So last week, just two stakes races we handicapped. We had a top two pick winner that paid $5.20, and we had a top three pick winner that paid $8.40. So in both races, we had the winner in our top three picks. And actually, had you played all three of our top picks in both races, you would have made money for the day because we had a nice top three pick winner there that paid $8.40. So 355 stakes races, 155 top two pick winners. 44% of the time, the winners of the stakes races that we handicap are coming in our top two picks. So that's a review of last week, Dave.
Excellent. So let's move right on. There will be no horse nugget segment this week, but we're going to move right on to the races that you've handicapped. The first of the races that you've handicapped at Santa Anita is the fourth race. It's a mile and an eighth on the turf, and it's a grade three. It's the Robert J. Frankel. And it's a purse of $150,000 for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and upward. Go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So as I mentioned in our little pre-meeting prior to the podcast, I had considered handicapping Gulfstream for Saturday. Number of stakes races, none of them graded. But most of them, if not all of them, from what I recall, were on the turf. And then I went and checked the weather and saw that there was a pretty good chance of rain there tonight and a little less chance of rain there tomorrow. So it didn't want to handicap all six of those turf races only to have the races come off the turf, you know, put all that time in and give all those winners out and then, you know, have it all be for nothing. So I decided, especially during this holiday season, been kind of a light menu in terms of what we've been doing on the podcast, but you know, both of us, you and I both are kind of jammed for time here over the last couple of weeks. So what I did do is handicap these graded stakes races at Santa Anita. So yes, we're gonna take a look at the fourth race at Santa Anita on Saturday tomorrow. My top selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the three horse is a horse by the name of Quebec. Quebec's trained by Richard Baltus. Joel Rosario is riding out in California now again. This horse is 8-1 in the morning line, Dave. We get blinkers off, so we get a nice equipment change. Baltus is 26% when he takes blinkers off. He's 23% when he teams up with Rosario. This horse, you know, as I handicap this race from a pace perspective, I see this horse just laying just off the pace. And Rosario is off to a pretty nice start out there at Santa Anita. I think this horse will lay just off the pace, and then he'll have a big shot at taking the speed horse down in the lane. So let's take the three horse Dave Quebec as our top selection in his fourth race at Santa Anita on Saturday. Our second selection is going to be the horse that I think is the speed horse in the race, the four horse Fahan Mura. Vladimir Serin trains Edward Maldonado is the jockey. This horse is 5-2 in the morning line. As you can see, this is this horse only knows one way: get out on the front end and go as far as you possibly can go. Love Maldonado on speed horses out at Santa Anita, and I especially like him on price plays where he shows on a horse that can show speed. In this particular case, this horse is the morning line favorite. And I certainly think that he'll get the lead, but I see Rosario with a nice stalking trip here, and and hopefully with the right move, he'll be able to take this four horse as they come down the stretch. But I am going to make the four horse Dave Fahan Mura our second selection in this fourth race at Santa Anita on Saturday. And then our third selection is going to be the one horse. The one horse is Lucy D. Richard Baltus again trains. Get Flavian Pratt as the jockey. 8-1 in the morning line. Pratt and Baltus are 26% when they team up. This horse is second off a layoff. This horse has a sub 12-second last eighth of a mile that last time out. Like Pratt on the turf a lot at Santa Anita too. So, you know, the listeners should pay attention to that as, you know, Santa Anita seems to be the track where I have continued to always do my best handicapping work. And so let me just, you know, give you some inside word here. Pratt on the turf at Santa Anita, really good. So my selections, Dave, at Santa Anita's fourth race on Saturday are going to be the 3-4-1.
Okay, and then we move to the last race you've handicapped this week, and this is the big race of the day. It's the eighth race. It's at Santa Anita, a mile and a quarter on the turf. It's a grade one. It's the American Oaks, a purse of $300,000 for fillies, three-year-olds. And go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, my top selection in the eighth race at Santa Anita on Saturday is going to be the two-horse. The two-horse is Colonia. Graham Motion trains. Joe Bravo's the jockey. This horse is 6-1 in the morning line. Motion ships this horse out to Santa Anita. Motion does really well in these stakes races when he ships these turf horses. Look at the Tomlinson, 456 on the turf for this horse. This horse has won twice in six starts on the turf, finished third one time. Interestingly, and something that I circled, Dave, is that Motion did see fit to give this horse a workout on the Santa Anita turf course, which is kind of interesting to me. Hmm. If you can see here in the past performances from that race in April in France to the race there at Arlington Park, pretty lengthy layoff, one right off the bench, and here we get a horse this horse coming off a similar kind of layoff. So certainly, I know that the layoff is not gonna hurt this horse. Maybe even help. It does have a sub 12-second eighth of a mile there in that race at Del Mar. Get 6-1 Motion with Bravo, who's out there to ride this horse specifically. Jockey trainer combination Motion Bravo 30% when they team up together. Really like this horse. Let's make the two horse Colonia our top selection in this eighth race at Santa Anita on Saturday. Our second selection in this race is going to be the nine horse. The nine horse is California Gold Rush. Neil Drysdale trains. Flavian Pratt's the jockey. 5-2 in the morning line. This horse has raced four times in its lifetime. In her lifetime, won three and finished third the other time. So 4-4-4 in the money, three of those wins. Pratt and Drysdale do really well together when they team up, 43%. Certainly, Neil Drysdale, you know, pretty well-known commodity on the turf course out at out on the West Coast. So let's make the nine horse Dave California Gold Rush our second selection in this eighth race on Saturday at Santa Anita. And our third and final selection is going to be the four horse. The four horse is Amandine. Jeff Mullins trains. Mike Smith is aboard. 4-1 in the morning line. We get third off the layoff. We get an interesting combination of Mullins and Smith. Smitty doesn't usually ride for Mullins. As you can see, he's only been on Mullins' horses twice and over the past year. So it's interesting that they would team up together. Mullins, 29% in graded stakes races. So we'll get third off a layoff, a horse won its last two in a row. Certainly Drayton Van Dyke's a fine jockey, but Mike Smith's a Hall of Famer. And we get him on the turf out at Santa Anita, which is always a good situation for Smitty. So let's make the four-horse Amandine our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, Santa Anita's eighth race on Saturday. Our selections are going to be 2, 9, 4.
Okay, let's wrap it up for this week. And make sure you're going to our website, offthechartshorseracing.com. You know how to click the links and go visit us. Check out our website. And, of course, Twitter at OffTheChartsHR with any race day changes. Might even have any other picks posted on Twitter as well. If you have any questions, you want to send us an email. Our email address is questions@OffTheChartsHorseRacing.com. And any of your closing comments?
No, Dave, I will mention that if those races do stay on the turf at Gulfstream tomorrow, since we'll be out at the OTB, if I find anything that I particularly like and if they do stay on the turf, I'll tweet those out.
Absolutely. And just wanted to make sure I wish everybody a happy new year. We're going to be in a new year next year, not even 2 days from now as we record this. And we hope for a happy, healthy, and prosperous new year in 2019. And for that, thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.